AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
It is ITL on Sports Grid In This League. InThisLeague.com where you can find us on Twitter at Bogman Sports. And is it the Welsh if you'd like to follow us? Like, you know, sharing all the cussy words. You know, so weird. I still feel weird sometimes, like dropping a little cuss word on Twitter. I shouldn't, like,
on Twitter, like, you know, saying a cuss word. Yeah, I get that.
Because like, I was
typing
like,
one out.
Yeah, like typing one out. Like, I almost feel obligated to put like little exclamation-y things to hide them. But like football, I just don't want to do that. Like, I was like, or baseball when that game, I was like, effing baseball, dude. Like, that's all that you can say. It was crazy. Everything was crazy about it. And I also sometimes say those things in real life when my bets don't go well, and hopefully they go better this week. Let's squeeze a quick bet in, by the way. We are going to be doing that over the next couple segments. Miami at Tampa Bay, Boggs. I want to say this is one of the biggest spread lines. I think it is, actually.
Yeah, it is.
10 in favor of Tampa Bay. Miami, 48.5 is the over-under.
I mean, Miami is just playing some bad football right now. You know, it's been a little bit covered up because, you know, you expect them to because their quarterback's out, but they're 30th in total yards. They're 24th in total yards on defense. They're 31st in giving up third downs to opposing teams. And you're playing against the most efficient quarterback in NFL history here, Tom Brady. It's not adding up to be very good for them. So I think Tampa Bay stomps them. I'm going to go with the over. I don't see this one as a particularly close game.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett has been semi-efficient, and Tampa Bay...
They hamper him, dude. They hamper him.
Yeah.
They did it to Tua last year. They're doing it to Brissett this year.
Don't trust him. They don't trust him, and he runs the ball a little bit. I definitely see... the reason I like the over is because, kind of like what you say, like I think Tampa is going to score a lot of points against Miami, but I do think that... I do think Miami's going to get some garbage touchdowns. I could see Brissett rushing and throwing for one. There's no other running game to speak of whatsoever. I think Brissett is going to be just flying all around the field. And I'll take the over. I don't know if my confidence level is high, but I think it's pretty high even at 10 for Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay is going to take out all their aggression on the Miami Dolphins. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, all the rest of the picks for Week 5 right here on ITL.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American.com. American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Important topics in sports wagering: real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In This League.
InThisLeague.com. That's where you can get to our Patreon. I'll just zip you right there. You can go to patreon.com/ITL Army. Find ITL Army and sign up today to support both of your boys, your brothers, or just one. I mean, maybe you're a Bogman guy. That's totally fine, too. You're supporting him when you do it. You guys can get tons of stuff. Week 5 ranks Bogman's got. I've got my prop sheet, which is going to look very different after the Atlanta Falcons stuff, because I was telling Boggs, literally a third of my prop sheet had Atlanta Falcons props on there via Patterson and Kyle Pitts. That is now, I have no idea what the alterations are going to look like. But if you want to see what they look like, you can get it. At the $5 level, we'll get you both those things. Plus, we've got a start and sit group me room, a football chat, live streams with Bogman, Thursday night streams Bogman does. Maybe, though, we've talked that this week it might get moved, this coming week, because of the Arizona Fall League stuff and recordings and whatnot. But all of the perks and the support, patreon.com/ITL Army, inthisleague.com. Sports boys, come and hang out. Get some stuff. Prospects, baseball, football, IDP, it's all there. We got all the stuff and things. All right.
And things.
Yeah. Pick up the games here. Detroit. Oh, no. Because I filled this out.
Where
Philly.
Are you going?
I was moving all along here.
Oh, way
I had filled out. I pre-filled out one game here and
yeah,
I got to do the rest here.
Come on. Messing everything up.
The Philadelphia Eagles at the Carolina Panthers. Carolina is a 3-point home favorite. So that's essentially a pick 'em is how they're playing it. And the over-under, which I just went away from, is 45. So what do you think about this game, Box?
Look, I like Philly in the over here. And I just think that I think the Eagles are a little underrated and the Panthers a little overrated right now. So I think this is going to be a very close game. I can see it going either way. So I'm going to take the points in this one. If you look at Philly's schedule, they stomped the Falcons 32-6 week one. We know the Falcons aren't good, and that's fine. But then they lost to your Niners barely, 17-11.
Scored 11
a very
points,
close yeah. game. They got killed by the Cowboys on Monday night. Cowboys are good, though. And then they lost to the Chiefs, who are the best offense in football. So, look, I think that Philly is a little underrated. New coaching staff and everything, still working stuff out. It's not like the Panthers have played a tough schedule here. They opened up with the Jets with a 5-point win. They beat down the Saints, who after week one have been garbage. Then they beat the Texans, and then they lost to the Cowboys. And they got handled by the Cowboys, as did the Eagles. So I'm going to take the Eagles in this game. I'm going to go with the over here, 48.5 or 45, excuse me. It's going to go a little bit back and forth, I think. So fly, Eagles, fly. Let's go.
The Carolina Panthers are my pick in this. I kind of agree with what you're saying as far as like they have played some underwhelming teams. But the one thing I would point out, at least in my mind, is I think the Carolina Panthers are more representative of the two teams that manhandled the Eagles. You know, they're closer to a 49er team. Plus, the Panthers might have Christian McCaffrey back. He was back practicing this week. So
he's not going to be 100%, even if he is back. Which, I mean, look, you know, we've said before about Christian McCaffrey, but you can't do what they did last year because that's what got him hurt again for the second time and put him out for the year.
But
you can't give him 30 carries. You can't do it.
And they don't need to. Chuba was pretty efficient, and the Eagles are not crazy efficient against stopping the run. They weren't really with the 49ers, and I don't think they're going to be
31st in the league stopping the run. So that they're not great, but they're 7th against the pass and 13th overall in yards. Not great in points, but they put up some offense here, man. 9th in the league in passing. Tied for 9th in rushing, 7th in total yards.
But my point is that the Carolina Panthers are closer to the teams that have like shut down the Eagles, like the 49ers who shut them down and only gave up 11 points. The wide receivers got to really be on. Devontae Smith has got to really be on. I think they're going to focus on the tight ends. As good as the Eagles have been against the
Panthers lost a play caller for the week too. It was, you know, Shaq Thompson is down this week. So
yeah, and that's definitely a big blow. And that could play to the over, to be honest with you, why I don't feel confident about that. But you don't stop DJ Moore. And if you got Christian McCaffrey back and Chuba Hubbard, they're gonna run. And that is also why I think you could tap the under, and that is why I'm going to tap the under on this one, because I think this game can be won on the ground, especially if there's any inefficiency in the air. But I feel more confident about Carolina. My personal bet is like Carolina on a money line and not on a -3, but I'm going to take Carolina -3 at home, and I'm going to go with the under because I think if you have that inefficient pass game that Jalen Hurts can show, then he's going to start running, and then they're going to get to Kenny Gainwell and Sanders, and the Panthers doing the exact same thing. If they got Christian McCaffrey back and Chuba Hubbard, it's going to slow the game down a little bit. And that's what I'm looking for, is a little bit of a slowdown game. So give me Panthers in the under. So that's our first completely opposite. I think that's our very first difference. Yeah, it's our very, very first difference whatsoever. All right, next game up, Detroit at Minnesota. Minnesota, a 9.5-point favorite. 49 is the over-under.
Yeah, I'm a little torn on the over-under here the more I look at it. But I do like the under. Detroit is starting to look like, you know, to steal a phrase from Denny Green, they are who we thought they were, right? So they're not great. And they showed that last week. They've had some injuries too. I mean, Michael Brockers is questionable. We know Romeo Okwara's out for the year for them on the defensive line. So it should be a lot of good running from Minnesota in this game. But Cook isn't 100%. He's going to play. I don't know if he's going to be 100% again this year, but he's going to play. Madison is right behind him. They're both solid. I just feel like Minnesota gets up in this game and then sits on the ball. So I got Minnesota, and this was 7.5 yesterday, and it's 9.5 today. Mm. That's how confident people are on the Vikings. I'm going to take the under, but I really do like the Vikings in this game. I think they're going to stomp Detroit.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you on that. I kind of wish I would have got them at that 7 or 7.5, but the line's getting a little too big. But Detroit is one of the absolute worst in the NFL at stopping the run, and they're going to go up against Dalvin Cook. So that is not great. But Detroit has shown the ability to score points and score points late, especially if they get behind in a garbage situation. And Minnesota's going to score. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever, from the wide receivers to Dalvin Cook. I think they might put up 21 in the first half, and Detroit could falter a little bit, but we've seen them score in the second half. They've got DeAndre Swift. They might be able to spread the ball out. I keep saying it. I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but got to be a TJ Hawkinson game coming at some point. So I like the over. I'm going to take Minnesota -9.5, but I like the over simply because Detroit in garbage time can score some points. I'm not sure Minnesota's defense is good enough to hold them down. You know, we saw that with the San Francisco 49ers, but I think Minnesota might score 21 first half points in this, and that's going to make me feel a little bit better about tapping the over. So give me Minnesota and the over. Then we got time for one more at least. Tennessee at Jacksonville. Tennessee is a 4.5-point
Urban
favorite.
Cowboy.
48.5 is the over under. Here is one surprise, Boggs, and maybe it's easy. I'm surprised that this line has not moved at all this week with all the chaos in Jacksonville, but the curtain's going to get pulled behind here. It's simply because AJ Brown and Julio Jones, there's no information on it. So as people are listening to this, it may be known.
AJ
right?
Brown's going to play. It looks like okay. He practiced limited on Wednesday, but that you're trending in the right direction.
But
Julio
still
didn't.
This has not moved whatsoever. The 4.5.
Well, here's the reason why it hasn't moved is because the stupid Titans just lost to the Jets last week. That's
no,
why
I understand.
It hasn't
I understand
moved,
that,
right?
But they also had their two best wide receivers out.
Yeah, and they're probably going to be down at least one again. I just can't trust anything going on in Jacksonville. Like even when they got the lead and they were dominating Cincinnati, they made no second half adjustments and lost that game. We know Urban Meyer wasn't doing game prep with those extra days off, right, from Thursday Night Football. He was mired in some other stuff he was doing. So both these defenses suck. I'm going to take Tennessee, and I'm going to take the over with pretty decent confidence here.
Yeah, I mean, it feels almost trappy, but I'm in 100% agreement with you on Tennessee and the over. Tennessee is the one that, like, I kind of want to go all in with, to be honest with you.
Kind of want it.
I'm a little bit worried about Jacksonville in general, but this is also one of those, like, even in DFS, I look at Trevor Lawrence I mean, not many teams are worse than Tennessee in the passing game. And they're going to sling the ball, Marvin Jones, LaVisca. James Robinson props might be really good this week. And that's why
I like him for DFS, because Tennessee's defense isn't great, but I'm with you.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like in a DFS plays, 48.5 does seem a little bit high on what, you know, like Tennessee might do with Derrick Henry, but I'm still going to hit the over because of Jacksonville and the defense, and I'm going to take Tennessee. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, Pittsburgh, first up on the other side of this break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Can't believe what fell. All your dreams just pops down the drain. Let's play some
In This League.
Get to subscribing In This League or ITL on your podcast app. Prospect One, In This League Fantasy Football Podcast, In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast, the Individual Defensive Podcast, Gary Davenport and Scott Bogman, CFF, and tons more. We got you covered in the fantasy space on all fronts, from baseball prospects to college football to the big dogs in football and baseball. Do it today. Subscribe on your podcast app and support your boys. You can easily do it. Picking back up, we are looking at all of the Week 5 games. And Bogman, your Pittsburgh Steelers are hosting the Denver Broncos in
and
what is currently tied for the second lowest. Who was the other one that had this that I actually
the
liked?
Patriots
it.
And
that's it.
Texans.
The Patriots and Texans. The Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Denver Broncos. The over is set at 39.5, and Pittsburgh is not even getting the obligatory 3-point home favorite, 1.5 at home. So it's pretty much, I mean, it looks like there's a slight edge favorite to Denver, but it's essentially a pick 'em at this point with not high expected points scored. Juju struggled. I didn't see if Claypool was going to play. And we
Claypool's
don't know.
Gonna play.
Okay, and we don't have confirmation on the quarterback situation yet, as we're recording this, if it's Drew or Teddy.
Or if Ben is gonna play. I mean, he always played, so people just assume he's gonna be out there, but apparently he had some hip issue that has been keeping him out. So I think it was a neck last week, but look, this is the worst Steelers team I've ever seen. And
you said that
watched
to me.
For
I
a long
even,
time.
I can't even fathom that.
There are four redeeming qualities about this team: Cameron Hayward, TJ Watt, Najee Harris, and Deontay Johnson. That's it. Everything else is not great. Denver's bad too. Denver has, they're missing so many starters. It's unbelievable. And a bunch of guys that are questionable. So even if their guys play, it's not going to be, the guys aren't going to be 100% here. So I think I got to take the over, because this is just too low for
it
the NFL.
So low for me, dude.
I mean, a 21-20 game gets you over. You know what I mean? So I'm going to take the over on this game. I'm going to take Denver just because I haven't seen them a bunch, but I have seen Pittsburgh a bunch, and it is ugly. So I think it's going to be a long year for me. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that, Pittsburgh stomps Denver and I don't have to worry about this as much anymore. But, you know, it's funny, dude. I was listening to my Steelers podcast before we started. This stat is unbelievable to me. With Cameron Hayward on the field, Steelers run defense, 3 yards per carry, 3.0. Cameron Hayward goes to the bench, 8.3 yards per carry.
Is that for real?
That is a real stat in the NFL.
Can they just keep him on the field and all downs?
Wait,
and
he
all
got
plays?
Hurt last week and he's questionable for this week with the neck. It's Cam Hayward. He's going to play. Like, he got up and went right back to playing after one snap. But Henry Mondo, his backup, is one of the worst NFL players I've ever seen. Probably a great human being, all that stuff. Terrible, terrible defensive lineman for the Steelers. I don't know why he's on the roster.
This is a really tough one. I'm going to give you an interesting stat. Pittsburgh, as you're probably going to guess, is 1-3 against the spread. Denver Broncos are 3-1 against the spread. But both teams are 0-4 on the over. Yeah. 0-4, both teams. That's why that line is sitting there. But here's my problem. This is a fade to me. That's a fade, that idea, because it's got to change at some point. I mean, maybe
that's why the number's so low.
And that's why it's so low.
And guys are hurt. But I think the hurt guys, it's going to be worse for, the defenses.
Pittsburgh gives up a lot of fantasy points to wide receivers, which is why I like Sutton in this game. And maybe you could throw Noah Fant in here, which is a good thing. Claypool, to me, opens up that Pittsburgh offense, and you've created a new dynamic with Najee Harris.
Ben can't throw it more than 10 yards down the field, dude.
That's the big problem, but the hope is going to be that Denver's pass rush is not going to be there and Ben has more time. I'm going to take Pittsburgh, and I'm going to take the over. Do I feel super confident? I almost put a bet on Pittsburgh myself to just -1, but I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I'm going to take the over on this, even though both teams are 0-4 on the over under, but they have not had a line at 39.5.
Von Miller might end Ben's career this weekend.
Really?
That might happen.
Okay. At 39.5, the Steelers would be 2-2 on the over. Just throwing that out. They hit 39 against Buffalo, but they would have crossed it against
Green Bay.
They
scored more than 17 points on offense, dude. Okay. That game against Buffalo, they had a punt return.
But I'm just saying, games that they've played, they would be 2-2 on the overs at 39. The Denver Broncos would also be 2-2 on that. So I'm just pointing that out where they're...
Look, I took the over, too. I just think that the number's too low. I don't know how you could have confidence on either side of this
game. It's not a big confidence game. I 100% agree on that. At this point, my confidence is probably under Jets and Falcons and Carolina. And then, I guess maybe I'd throw in Minnesota, even though it's a pretty big line. The problem is Tampa and Minnesota, I feel confident about, but those are just such big lines. They're just such ridiculous. Maybe if you parlayed it and you got a bought down spread or something. All right. Green Bay at Cincinnati. Green Bay is a 3-point road favorite. 50.5 is your over under.
Escalator of sadness time. I'm excited about this game for sure. To see Cincinnati lose, I think they will. I think this is a Green Bay stomping. I think Green Bay has looked pretty good. Cincinnati has looked decent, but look, man, they just almost choked it to Jacksonville at home. So, I think the rise of the Cincinnati Bengals at 3-1 is a little bit premature. That's all I'm saying here. They beat Minnesota in overtime. They beat the Bears, who are, with Andy Dalton in there compared to the Steelers as far as bad. And they beat Pittsburgh and Jacksonville. So it's not like they've faced a murderer's row here. Green Bay is a very, very good team. And I think they just go into Cincinnati and stomp all over the Bengals. I got Green Bay in the over. Easy.
Here's a really, really interesting thing, Boggs, that you're going to be interested in. I am going to mention another book, and I know that's blasphemous. But on FanDuel, the line is 50.5 on the over-under. But you want to know what it is. Or am I looking at the wrong? Oh, maybe I went too far. Never mind. I think I went too far. Yeah,
okay.
I did. Never mind. Okay.
That the other line book, has moved, though. It's moved a couple times.
The other book actually is a half a point higher. I was looking. I went to the next week, and I was like, Boggs, this is a 4-point difference. I was just looking at that. I like Green Bay a lot in this game. I think Green Bay is...
I don't know how it's only 3.
It's trappy. It feels very trappy, to be honest with you. I think the Bengals have been playing better, but they might be without Mixon, and they might be in a committee situation with a guy like P. Ryan, which I don't love, which, to speak to the over, could be a situation where Burrow finally is going to get past 30 pass attempts.
The Packers are down their number one corner, Jair Alexander, this week, too, with a shoulder injury. So the secondary has been a little rough in Green Bay. So I like I might like the over more than I like Green Bay, but I really like Green Bay.
I agree on that right there. It could be a trap. I like both of these. It looks like Mixon is officially out, we're seeing the report. But I like the over in this. The reason you might not hit that 3 is if there's just a lot of points scored and something wacko happens. Anything can happen when there's a lot of points scored, but I feel like there's going to be a lot of points scored. So definitely give me the over, very confident about that. And, decent confidence on Green Bay as well. Next game up is New Orleans at Washington. New Orleans is a 2.5-point road favorite.
How would Barrow say that?
44.
How would our buddy Barrow say?
Washington.
That's right. Yeah. Look, I don't. I love the under here of 44 because New Orleans can't score right now, and Washington and their defense plays pretty well. So I love the under on this game at 44. And I'm going to take Washington just because I do think they'll be able to put up some points. And I don't know if New Orleans can. If Washington's defense bows up even a little bit, they've been terrible this year. They've been so bad, way worse than expectations. I don't think Chase Young has a sack yet either. Like, it's been ugly for Washington there. But I'm going to take the football team, and I'm going to take the under in this one because I just don't have any confidence in New Orleans either.
Both teams are kind of against the spread. New Orleans 2-2. Washington is 1-3. New Orleans is 1-3 against the over, but Washington is 3-1. Washington's lowest point scored game was 36 total points, but then the other three, because what's the over on this?
It's Washington, 44. Yeah,
sorry, Washington, 44. The other three games would have hit, but here's the problem. All against pretty good offenses. You had the Chargers, the Giants, Buffalo, and Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta's blah, but they still have big offensive weapons. New Orleans just can't move the ball. They cannot move the ball under Jameis Winston.
They're 29th in total yards, 31st in passing. They're 7th in rushing, New Orleans is. So they can run the ball, but, I mean, when your offense is one-dimensional, that is why you're 29th in total yards and 17th in points. You know,
and they would also, even at this current line, they would be 1-3 against the over-under. Only one game have they gone over.
But this is, you know, we talked about it last week. I can't remember what teams, but this is the stoppable force meets the movable object. But it's the opposite, the movable object, because 29th in total yards defense for Washington. The 32nd third down percentage, they're 30th in points allowed. They're allowing 30.5 points per game, Washington is. So it's not a great matchup here. I'm probably, you know what, I think I'm running away from this game, but I'm going to stick to Washington in the under.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Washington, but you know what? I am going to hit that over now that last stat kind of puts it over. Washington giving up those points. It could be, if it's a heavy Kamara game, they may walk into a few more. So, I think Washington is going to put up some points. I think this is going to be Terry McLaurin week, but Kamara can go off. That offense is strong. I mean, both of these are blah, but it's only 44 points. So I did change my mind last minute, which could be a bad notice here, but I'm going to go Washington and the over.
Think about this too. Jameis Winston, 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. That looks great. 5
in week 1. That's a good call. All right, don't go anywhere. Finishing up the rest of our picks on the other side of this break right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
That's Bogman. I'm Welsh. This is In This League, as you know, from the Rejoin. Right here on Sports Grid. Week 5 picks, over-unders, spreads, all the stuff, all the fun, all the things that Bogman doesn't get to partake in, but I do, for better or for worse, with all the gambling. What do you think you would be like? Yeah, wink, wink. Agatha Harkness? what do you think your bets would be? More heavy NFL or college? I mean, do the college bets, the betting pros article. You think you would be going nuts?
Yeah.
Like how nuts?
Pretty nuts.
Yeah, like mortgage nuts? Like that type of stuff?
Like, yeah. Problem.
So, yeah. I mean, can't you drive to a place and put bets in? Aren't you close to a border somewhere? Any type
no.
of
dude, I'm not even close to Houston. It takes me an hour to get to Houston. So no, I'm not.
So you gotta wink wink, you gotta have somebody put some bets in for you.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, okay. Well,
if I was gonna do that.
If you did it. Yeah. If you did it. Well, we'll see. You know,
if I did it.
If that Houston paid off on Thursday, we'll see how excited we are. All right, so let's get back to it. We just finished with New Orleans at Washington. Now we've got the Chicago Bears at the Las Vegas Raiders. Vegas, 5.5 favored at home. 44.5 is your under. Josh Fields is the quarterback. Matt Nagy, he's the guy. He's good to go. The Raiders have been, you know, they've been okay. Ruggs is getting more involved. Waller has kind of dissipated a little bit in the amount he's covered in the offense. Hunter Renfrow looks incredible. Allen Robinson has still not existed under Josh Fields. So what do you think about this game?
I'm... You call him Josh Fields again.
God dang it, Justin Fields. Why is Josh Fields? Why is he has incepted my
dude?
Brain?
I heard. I think Reggie Bush did it the other day. Like I've heard some people do it. Like it's not.
It's just like guys in like if we're like if you're like over 32, like Josh Fields is in your mind in some capacity, and Reggie might have played with him at some
right,
stop as
right.
well.
I'm going to take Vegas in this game. The Bears have been a bit rough on offense, to say the least. I do like that Fields is a starter moving forward, but we saw Vegas play pretty well recently. Had a bad one this week against the Chargers, got a little exposed. But I mean, the biggest thing for Vegas is stopping Robert Quinn. Robert Quinn has just like found a time machine or something and reverted back to 24. He looks amazing right now. So I got to stop him. Because of that, I'm going to take the under, but I do like Vegas in this game.
I'm with you. I was looking here because I was like, oh God, how many overs am I taking here? Because I'm going to take the over on this one. You know, like
over's more fun to bet too.
It's more fun to bet, but also like, I'm trying not to be super negative on Fields. Like this is a dumb little thing, but I like that story that was out there where it was like after his start, his family like wanted to go out and like, you know, have a little party and stuff. And he was just like, no, he got film study. Like that's the type of stuff that you want to see. Allen Robinson has got to get more involved in this offense.
Not something you'd hear from Brian Leaf. We know
that. No, yeah, 100% not. Robinson has to get more involved in it. They've got to pass a little bit more. They can't just rely on the run. I definitely would say Vegas' defense looks better. I mean, Littleton looked pretty solid out there. And I really like Crosby. But I also think that's going to push him around. I think he's going to be pushed around for a lot of option running, and I think he's going to sling the ball a little bit more, which is going to put some points up. I have no worries about Vegas putting points up on the Bears. I really don't. Renfrow, Waller, Ruggs. I love the Ruggs longest reception prop this week. They're going to score points, but I think the Bears are going to be able to score some points as well. I'm going to take Vegas because I don't think it'll be enough, but I could 1,000% see some garbage time from Fields getting a couple touchdowns in this. I actually think he could put up 2 passing touchdowns in this. I don't think a rushing, but a decent amount of rushing yards. But I think Vegas might put up like 28, you know, at least in this game. So I'm going to go with Vegas, but I'm going to hit the over on that. Cleveland at the Chargers. The Chargers are a 2-point home favorite, and 46.5 is the line.
Look, watch this game and don't bet it, right? Because it should be a really fun one to watch. I think it's going to be a great game. Dude, I'm starting to think that SoFi Stadium has just an incredible home field advantage for LA teams here.
Yeah, it might be like the Seattle Stadium.
Right, right. So I'm going to take the Chargers here, minus the points at home. I'm going to take the under, though, because we just saw what Cleveland defense did when they were clicking on all cylinders. Minnesota had been pretty good. They put up a bunch of points before that game against Cleveland, and Cleveland's defense just came in and stomped them. So I'm a little nervous about this game because of that. I like the under the most out of anything in this game, but I will take the Chargers at home.
I actually agree with you on the under as well. I think that's a really, really good bet. I'm going to take the Chargers at home as well because it's just a small margin. If I got it under 3, I'll definitely take the Chargers on there. I see a lot of like early in and outs like you're talking about. I'm very, very curious at where Mike Williams is going to be in this game after being completely shut out after just, you know, 3 dominant weeks, and then he just completely disappeared. If there's going to be a lot of big slang in the ball, I don't have a massive, massive trust in the Cleveland offense scoring a ton of points. So I think there might be a good punting prop in there as well. But I'm going to go with the under, and I'm going to take the Chargers. The Giants are going to Dallas. Dallas, I believe this is correct, is the only team. I have to go back and look. I want to say, were they the only team that is 4-0 against the spread or over unders? It can't be against the spread.
I think they're 4-0 against the spread, aren't they? They lost to Tampa, but they beat that spread week one.
Yeah, I think
the three games, right?
I'm looking right now, and I will give it to you in 1 second. Okay, so the Dallas Cowboys are, yes, no, I was right. They're 4-0 against the spread, and they're 3-1 on over unders this year, where the Giants are 2-2 against the spread and 2-2 on over unders. And if you don't like the over, I don't know how you're going to like an over. Like, what else do you do with this? if you like overs and you don't like the over here, like, what are we supposed to do? Dallas can score some points. Barkley is back healthy. Galladay got more involved. Daniel Jones looks solid. Dallas continues to do their thing. The worry, I suppose, could be they dominate Dallas and then they run the ball in the second half. They score, 24 first half points and Giants don't do anything and they just run the ball. Okay. Defenses, I don't think necessarily hold to that, but they're also 3-1 on the overs. So Dallas and the over for me. I think it's an easy call.
Yeah, I'm riding with you on that one. Dallas and the over for me as well. I really want to take the Giants because I do think they're underrated here. They are beat up, dude. Blake Martinez just went out for the year with an ACL. Leonard Williams is questionable with a knee injury. The two wide receivers are still questionable. Jabril Peppers got banged up last week. I don't know, man. Like, I don't see how the Giants stay in this game, so I'm going to have to take the Cowboys in the over. But rivalry games are a little tougher. We did just see, in a divisional matchup, Dallas stomp the snot out of Philly. So I think this is pretty similar.
My stupid game, the San Francisco 49ers are coming here to Phoenix. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going, right?
Yeah, that was what Woody hit me up. He was just like, are you going to the game? I'm like, nope, I do not plan to go to the game. Though it would have been interesting, if it was appropriate. I suppose if like somebody hit me up last second and said, hey, I have a suite and you can have free tickets and I have parking and everything and food and alcohol, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And also a helicopter to fly you in and out of the game.
I live close enough, but it's not, that would be on the table as long as I don't have to be with the mud people, the Arizona mud people, and I can be in, a suite, then a safe away from them, then I would. but the reason to be there would be that Trey Lance could be. So we still don't know the San Francisco 49ers situation.
Trey Lance is starting.
I think Trey Lance is starting, but Garoppolo out there, but Trey Lance could be starting, which, could be exciting, but it's also against the only undefeated team in the NFL in the Arizona Cardinals, which doesn't feel great. The line is Arizona by, I was 5.5 at one point. I guess it's now at 5. And actually it's moved down even one more notch as we're going, Boggs. 4.5 now to Arizona. And the over is at 50 still. So that even in between you checking before we started in here, it's moved to 0.5 point.
Yeah. Another divisional game here. I'm going to be taking the Cardinals at home. They have been seemingly unstoppable. Your Niners secondary is not fantastic.
Look,
the Cardinals won a game by running last week, which I just did not see happening. And they beat the Rams, who we thought were the best team in the NFL. So if we talk about letdown spots, this is absolutely it. Letdown spots are more for college, though, not so much for the NFL. So I'm going to give, Kyler Murray, the, MVP favorite right now, I think he is, the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to go with the over here.
Yeah, and move down a little bit for you. You get 4.5 on it. I'm going to take the 49ers just to cover. I don't think they win, but I think this could be absolutely a field goal game. One of the worst parts about it is the 49ers look like they're going to be without Robbie Gould, and they're going to have just some loser off the street that's going to be playing.
I think it's
there.
Joey Sly, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go. I don't feel great about Sam, and I'm personally not going to place a bet on like plus 4.5 for San Francisco, but I like the over. Absolutely the Cardinals could rip apart the Niners, but even in some of the inefficiency, Trey Lance moving around the ball, good luck stopping Debo. That's ultimately at the end of the day, good luck stopping Debo. He's still going to do his stuff. Ayuk is back in town. We may see something there. So I'm going to take San Francisco, and I'm going to hit the over. Two more games up. Oh, game of the week. Highest over under the Buffalo Bills. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. They're going to Kansas City. Kansas City's a 3-point home favorite. Are they calling this a pick 'em? Are they saying 3-point home favorite? That's obligatory. 56.5 is the line. All the points in the world. This is a bad defense, though. versus a good defense, but the best offense versus a really good offense. So great offenses, one good defense, one not good defense. That's a big over-under line, but boy, can both of these teams score, Bog. What are you going to do?
I'm staying away from the over-under. I'll take the under just because I'm going to also take Buffalo in this game. They pass, but there's a lot of short passes, a lot of clock control with this Buffalo offense. It's not too often that it's, you know, three and outs for them. So the Kansas City defense is bad. I think Buffalo is going to be able to kind of have their way with them. So I like Buffalo. They're clicking on all cylinders after that Pittsburgh loss to open the year. And I'm going to take the under here.
I'm going to go with Kansas City at home. I just can't imagine this team falls apart. You know, like their record might start to indicate if that were to happen. Kansas City is a tough place to play. Buffalo has shown some offensive inefficiencies at times. I do worry about their defense. I mean, I love the under in this 56.5. I think Buffalo could establish some run. I actually like Zach Moss in this game. I mentioned a prop I have on there. I think both might try to establish some run. I don't think the Kansas City is going to be able to get it. I don't think either team's going to be able to get away with those big, giant, huge passes, even though Kansas City's defense struggles. I don't feel confident about this as far as the spread goes. I will take Kansas City in the 3 points, but I like the under. I really like the under in this one. And final one, Colts at Baltimore. Baltimore is a 7-point home favorite. 45.5 is the overline, Boggs.
I mean, this game is going to come down to, can Indianapolis stop Baltimore's run game? That's going to be the whole game to me. Baltimore, third in the NFL in rushing, 164.5 yards per game. I got Baltimore. I got the under in this. I just don't like what the Colts have been doing.
Yeah, I'm going to go on the same side. I mean, Colts defense a little bit. If there's a defense I think that can hold back Lamar Jackson a little bit, it's them. So I'll go with the under. I don't feel fantastic about the spread as well. A lot of these I don't. There's not a lot of spreads I like. Give me Baltimore -7 and give me the under. Give us a break. And we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
Final segment, hour two of In This League. It's Bogman and the Welsh. And the Bubba is coming up here. I step away. Bubba comes in. Bubba and Bogman. Lots of football talk going on. And lots of baseball. I wanted to slip some baseball in there. Series, relatively incredible. Dodgers paid me off. And we now have Dodgers and the Giants series.
Dude, the Dodgers are the best team in baseball, and that it's hard to argue that. But yeah, them having the best odds to win the World Series, having that one game playoff, I thought was ludicrous.
Oh,
right,
insanity! I think insanity.
They almost lost that game.
They literally won on a walk off home run by Chris Taylor. Like they got lucky. Scherzer did not pitch well. It's the weirdest thing ever. One of the best teams in baseball playing for their life in a one card race, favored to win the World Series. I mean, odds makers were not. They were just not screwing around, and now
I understand betting on them, but there's no way I would have bet on them before this wild card game.
We only have a second here, but you got Atlanta Brewers, Dodgers, and Giants. I'm gonna imagine we're gonna walk out of this. I'm gonna go Dodgers and Braves.
I'll go Dodgers and Brewers, and then I'll go with on the other side. I think I'm gonna take Boston and the Astros.
I'm going to go Astros and Tampa Bay on that side going into the next round. And we'll do some more. Talk maybe some more baseball next week. I have the series of work through. Guys, don't go anywhere. I Step Away, In This League does not. It's Hour 3. It's Bubba. It's Bogman right here on In This League.